You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. And so the games will be able to see, and we've seen growth in basketball across the country, and you guys have to be pretty excited about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jason. You know, we're pumped about this. This is something that's been in the works for a while, and to finally have our games on the fine TSN network is big news for basketball in this country.
How long has this been in the works? Because that is a major coup for the league.
I mean, yeah, we only had four seasons so far. We're going into our fifth season that we start off on May 27th. So there's been talks for a while on getting it on a sports network to really give it the attention that it deserves for basketball and the growth that's been going on. So, yeah, I want to say it's been a while. It's been months at least.
Of course, Reed Clark is joining us. And so, Reed, it's been in how many games now in the negotiation? Is it even number of games for every team in the league? How's it working?
A little bit. So right now it's basically it's a feature game a week on TSN, okay, which is going to be great. And then they're going to showcase all the playoff games, including championship weekend, which happens in Vancouver, August 13th to 15th this year. Basically, everyone gets about two or three games. We get two games, and both against the dreaded Calgary Surge from down the road. We get a home game on July 5th and then a away game on July 26th.
Do you have any sense about the broadcast, how it'll look? Will they have, you know, like a Kia Nurse or someone who'll be doing the games?
You know what? I think we're still figuring out all the details there, Strudwick. I don't know exactly how that's going to look. We kind of just got this dropped on us pretty quick and just wanted to share the news that we'll be on TSN and hopefully on the radio like we were on 1260 last year. So, yeah, still working on all the details.
When you look at the growth of your league, you know, it started out the league owned a lot of the teams, and then we've seen now, I think it's almost close to half that are independent, including Edmonton, and I think that was kind of the goal. It's been a proper growth from going from being a president to now being an owner. What's excited you from seeing the inside of the growth and why it's sustainable long-term moving forward?
Yeah, you know, when I joined this organization as the president, it's still being league-owned about a year and a half ago, I saw the potential that could happen with basketball and with this league and how they're going about it. Everything was kind of done the right way from the branding, from the operational side standpoint, making things as consistent as possible. And now, you know, stepping into kind of the ownership role, you know, it's really just about increasing our resources that we can do from a local team perspective, right? So that's going to be big for us this year, and it's all going to really kind of focus on the fan experience and taking that up, you know, a notch. So we've already dropped the prices on our season tickets to $190, so $19 a game for Upper Bowl and brand new seats we've got in the venue. And then we'll be looking at doing, you know, increasing kind of like tailgate parties, after parties, and even dropping in a, you know, $5 food menu with some items to really just make sure that there's no barriers to come to the game. You want to see great basketball, come here and check it out, and we'll make the tickets and the experience affordable.
Reed, is there some collaboration between you and the other teams or just amongst the league? Because I've been to games, and I got to tell you, the fan experience is incredible. And I went year one, and I've been, and I come in, and I'm like, God, there's so much going on. There's a game, there's people singing, there's music. Like, it's just, and my kids love it. They love that energy. So what, like, is this a league thing, or is this just Stinger's kind of solo mission?
You know, this is a league thing, right? I mean, they mandated that, you know, Mike Morreale was the guy who first said, like, come for the basketball, stay for the party, and he wanted to make sure there's a ton of things going on around that. So that's kind of translated across the league. So I think our fan experience is taken to another level, and this year is going to be totally crazy. I mean, we're going to do, you know, I don't know, 10 or 12 fan giveaways in the crowd with t-shirts, with hot dogs, with beef jerky, it's mini balls, whatever it is, and really enhance that as much as possible. But that's been something that every team is really focused on, because once you get someone to the game to see a CBL product with your local team, they're hooked and they want to come back and see another game. And kids love it. And people love it who are just kind of going out for a little bit of a celebration or party. They get into it as well. So that's been something that's been driven across the league.
Discussing the CBL, of course, the Edmonton Stinger season gets going in just over 2 months' time. And the big announcement earlier today that there's now going to be a feature games of the week on TSN, and then I hope to have more games moving forward. We are with the Stingers president, Reed Clark. Reed, quickly to your team in the next 2 months. You guys have done a great job at the Hive of getting fans in. What can fans expect, maybe anything new or exciting for home games this year?
Yeah, for home games, so we've rebranded the Hive. We've changed it to the Hangar, Jason. So that's a partnership we've got with Flair Airlines. So we're going to expect there's brand new seats that they just got put in. We're going to have a brand new floor. We're actually bringing in a big screen. So it's called the Titan. It's about four times the size of what we had the screen last year. So for replay, oh, wow, stats, 50-50, it's going to look really impressive. They used it at FCMton outside. Now we're going to put it inside. So just imagine that. Like I said, the under $5 food menu, we're working on that. That's going to be a big driver. Reduced prices for season tickets and single games is going to be huge. And then, yeah, like we want to get as many fans engaged. So fans on the court for half court shots to win things, and then prizes all the time. And obviously our DJ and the music kind of being a big component of that. So those are some of the big things we're working on. And then, you know, obviously putting the championship caliber team on the floor. We got to get back to winning titles, because that's what this team, this city expects. So we're putting the pieces together. We just added a kid, Lucas Williamson, who's from Chicago. And March Madness started today, as everyone knows. He was with the La Jolla Ramblers, who made their Final Four run, Sister Jean fame. So he's going to be a really big addition for us. And he's actually got the most games played and the most wins on that La Jolla Ramblers team. So this is the kind of caliber of talent that we're putting on the team this year.
Reed, you know, Gregor talks a pretty big game, but he says that under with no pressure, he could make 3 out of 10 three-point shots. Do you think there's a competition you could put Gregor in to see if he could do that?
100%. 100% we could put him in that. We can do it in front of 4,000 fans if you want, Gregor, or we can do it just yourselves and film it, however you want to do it, but I will put you to the test. 3 out of 10, that's pretty decent.
No pressure, though. No, like, he doesn't want pressure. He can't do this and in his face. Like,
the great part about that comment is Strutt said he could do 4.
This isn't about me, Gregor. This is about you.
trust me. I was shooting balls every day as long as I don't have to shoot the corner three, I'm fine. Suck at the corner three. I couldn't believe it. So from the wings, if I want to call it there, you know what? I might have a chance. I want to get some Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy sport goggles on, and then I think I'll get a pair made up and we'll be ready to roll. Hike up
whatever
some
you
of
need to make it happen. We can
do,
make
do,
that
do
happen.
The Stingers. Do you guys have any like circa 1980 junior high short shorts? Because that's if I'm going to get back on the court, I got to feel very comfortable.
Sure.
Yeah, those might have to be a custom made one. Yeah. Let me reach out to New Era and see what we can do for you on that. There's a way to make it happen.
Okay. Reed, don't do that. Everyone would feel very uncomfortable with Gregor.
Oh, trust me. Yeah, you want a sold-out crowd. That's happening. Happening.
So. We're trying to drive people to the hangar this year, not the other way around.
You can make the food free. No one's going to eat it with this guy walking around in shorts.
Unbelievable. Smuggling grapes, as Strutty likes to say. Oh. So that would be awesome. Reed, congratulations on the growth of the CBL. We're looking forward to the upcoming season for the Stingers.
Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.